put a brand name on it today?
Sure.
Not necessarily charge one. You're spending 2 and 3 days wages on any of these medicines, and if you go on.
You have a large family.
Right, well, a sick family. You have to pay the doctor a half day's wage per mile for him to go to your home. The patient cannot come here. The doctor's the only one who travels, and he charges a shilling per mile. You have to pay for advice, that's five shillings, 2 days. You have to pay for surgery. So not on a couple of months' income.
Did doctors learn by apprenticeship?
You go to apprenticeship or medical school. Apprenticeship is every bit as formal as medical school, mainly because both of the training types have to be done in lab. Okay, so you're dealing with a highly educated person. Apprentice training can arguably produce a better doctor. It only takes 7 years to apprentice. The longest I've seen for medical school is 14 years. That's in England, Oxford. There are two medical schools in the colonies, one in Philadelphia, one in New York. They will not take that long to go through, especially if you have a medical or apprentice training on top of that. You can get a degree in 5 to 7 years if you stay long.
Still a lot of study.
Still a lot of studying, and you still have to have money. But now you have your shop, and you have to stock it with European stuff. So you need money. We have 8 doctors in this city, which is highly unusual. Considering our population, which is under 2,000. We're a capital. Prestige part.
See a RAD, RAD,
RAD, RAD, RAD, RAD, RAD, RAD, RAD, RAD, RAD, which is Latin for root. So, the closest one here is China, China berry root. You have rhubarb. This is a Turkish species of rhubarb used in the medicines. The seed will refer to pine or bark. Cinnamon bark or Peruvian bark is quinine. Right under your elbow is lemon peel. So the lemon and the orange, right under the cinnamon there, that would be the peel of the orange and the lemon would be used for fevers. Kind of like the way we drink lemonade in the summer to quench our thirst more, a little tart. The lemon and orange would work that same way. And certainly you can buy these for non-medical reasons. A lot of this is cooking stuff or used for dyeing fabric. So that's what can I take care of for you today? Make sure you buy all the European drugs. Anything that does not grow locally. Obviously, if it does grow locally, you don't want to see it on shelves. Locally, you got it for free. This is specifically professional. Didn't recognize it. Blood is only determined to be under pressure by 1733. Stephen Hales will identify blood pressure. But we have not gotten to high blood pressure versus low blood pressure. So you're not going to have a resonance problem, which means the patient may not survive. A lot of things, like diabetes, for example, can be recognized and not treated. So we need more technology.
Did they do anything for diabetes people, or did they just...
Other than curtailing your consumption of sugar? No.
Okay.
All right. Of course, insulin is a long way in the future.
Right, right.
But they haven't determined the different types of diabetes either.
Right.
They just recognized what was in 1672, they named the condition sugar diabetes connecting the sugar content in the urine.
Gotcha.
Let's take a look through the store. This is where you buy all the European drugs. Anything that can be imported. So obviously not the global available because that's already in your garden. You're coming in here to spend lots of money. So you're buying drugs that are flying down to the house.
Doctor's tools.
Look at the
saw.
Yeah. I think breast surgery, like on the John Adams.